Good morning, everyone. This is Dina from the Royal Blue Candle. I hope all is well. I hope you have a great weekend and happy Tuesday. And today's topic, we are going to talk about healthy venting versus emotional dumping. I will provide you some insights and moving forward. So we know that healthy venting and emotional dumping are two different ways that people express their emotions and share their feelings with others. So understanding the difference between the two can help in maintaining a healthy relationship and promoting emotional well-being. So let's talk about healthy venting in a purpose aspect. So healthy venting involves expressing emotions or frustration in a constructive manner with the intent of releasing pent-up feelings and seeking support or advice. So that's the purpose. Now, what is the characteristic of healthy venting? So the characteristic is it is usually focused on specific issues or events. The person venting is mindful of how much they are sharing and respects the listener's time and emotional capacity. The person is open to feedback or suggestions on how to address the issue. And what is the benefits of healthy venting? The benefit is help in processing emotions and reducing stress, strengthen the relationship by fostering open communication and mutual support, can lead to problem solving and finding solutions to the issues discussed. So that was healthy venting. Now versus the emotional dumping. So what is the purpose of the emotional dumping? Emotional dumping involves unloading a large amount of emotions onto someone without regard for their feelings or boundaries. And what's the characteristic of emotional dumping? It can be overwhelming for the listener, as the person dumping may not be seeking to a dialogue or a conversation, but rather seeking to unload their emotions. So it may lack a specific focus and can feel chaotic or disorganizing. A person dumping may not be open to feedback or solutions and may just want to be heard. And what's the drawbacks on emotion dumping? Well, can restrain relationship, as the listener may feel overwhelmed or burdened by the emotional load. Does not promote any healthy communication or problem solving. May lead to a cycle of negative emotions without resolution. So in summary, healthy venting involves expressing emotions in a constructive and considerate manner, while emotional dumping involves unloading emotions without consideration for the listener. By being aware of these differences, individuals can strive to engage in a healthier communication patterns that promote understanding, empathy, and mutual support in their relationships. So I hope you know the difference between them two now. It was quick and short and sweet, but thank you so much for tuning in. You all have a great day, and God bless and be safe out there.